Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. We've got some exciting things happening. It will be fun. So welcome if you haven't been here for a while, or if you were just here, or if you're in between. Welcome to men or women or however you identify, whomever you love, whether you're a little kiddo or an all the way grown up person. Or somewhere in between. It is good to be together. A few announcements before we get started. There will be Help Excite Little People toy washings and toy cleanings going on this week. The schedule's in the order of worship, so please come and help out with that. We've got on Sunday, December 29th at 1 p.m., Old Bafana, a holiday musical, which will be very fun. A radio sponsor today is Lois Pieper, in memory of her daughter, Susan Joy Pieper's birthday on the 12th. And Shirley.
Good morning. I have an announcement about something coming up on Friday, December 20th at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be this coming Friday. And I'd like to encourage all of you to join us for the longest night service. I attended last year not knowing what to expect, and you know, I was really stressed, like many of us are during this time of year. And I just felt like I needed to take the time to, you know, go to the service. And I felt, and I just kind of trusted that Shirley Kelter would do her best to create a nurturing and calming environment. And I was not disappointed. It was a deeply moving experience. And I came away with a sense of peace and hope, and I'm so happy that Shirley is offering it again this year. And I hope that many more of you will join us, will take a break and find a sense of renewal and peace during this hectic holiday time. So please join us on this coming Friday at 7 o'clock here at First UCC. Thanks. And also, there is an insert in the bulletin that'll tell you all about that and give you a reminder for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let us take a few moments of silence to come into this time and place. There's a lot going on. This season is busy. Probably all saw the cookies and things to buy on the way in, but here, put all that hectic stuff away. Breathe in God's love. Breathe out peace. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace.
Well, we're not the Homar family. It's Debbie and I. Our little Henry was feeling quite a bit under the weather, so they're not here today. So you'll have to suffer with us. In a weary and worn world, how do we begin again? Where do we start?
Let us start small. Let us begin with what is right in front of us. Let us do the good that is ours to do, and let us do it with joy.
Yes, let us begin with joy. Today we light the candles of hope, peace, and joy. Ready? May these lights remind us that we could be. May these lights inspire action. May the warmth of these lights fill us with joy. May it be so. Amen.
Our opening hymn is in the New Century Hymnal. It is number 73, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In.
And we're singing verses 1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5. Please join me in prayer. Holy God, the words of this world whip around us like a mighty wind. We are caught up in news reports, text messages, in emails and notifications, caught off guard by the constant hum of it all. There is so much noise. But here on this bright morning, we remember you too are speaking. Still the voices around us. Calm our minds and center our hearts so that we can hear your words above the wind. We are leaning closer. We are at the edge of our chairs. We are beginning again. Speak to us as only you can. And hear God's promise to us. We believe in a with us God. A God who walks with us in the valleys, dances with us in the mountaintops, sings with us through the night, and rejoices in the morning. We believe that this with us God wired us for relationship, saying to creation on the very first week, humans should not be alone. Therefore, in an effort to be who God called us to be, we strive to live like the Trinity, connected, united, centered. We believe in the power of community. We commit to learning each other's names. We choose to journey with each other. We remember that no one can go through life alone. Thanks be to God for lighting our way. For which we say, thanks be to God.
Ever thankful in the Lord, I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid.
And we commit to building this community, a community of love, a community of welcome, an inclusive community that commits to justice and to learning about God, asking questions, knowing more. We bring all our gifts to this work, our gifts of time, treasure, and talent. Is going to pass some. Yes. Of giving, the season of peace and joy and hope and love. Bless the givers, bless the gifts. Amen. Now we have a little something. Margaret.
Pastor Jennifer, the Sunday school staff, Carrie, Stacy, Megan, Katie, Jenny, music, Denny, and the choir, costumes and behind the scenes, Sharon, Jean Ann, Heather, Amanda, sound and tech, Scott and Evan, details and office support, Rose, Tammy, and Debbie, Sunday school alumni, Van, Madeline, Callista, Sam, Ella, and Morgan. And special thank you to Megan and Joe Endress, and they are sharing with us today, baby Jesus, Jack. So we're happy to have Jack here with us. He is that very special part of baby Jesus. It is an honor for our Sunday school to have this opportunity to share our message today. Although you probably noticed as I read the list of those involved, it's not just a Sunday school program, as confirmation, high school, and one college student are participating. And we've had many people switch parts and help us out. And if you were in here earlier, we were asking for two characters to help. So, you know, illness and people busy and things happen. So thank you for your patience with our rearranging. There's a nice list of our cast, but as you will see, there's some other faces that we are adding that this morning. In a few minutes, you'll hear about God's promises. and rainbows and hope. In the background, Scott's playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and you're going, Margaret, where is this going? For some, this song brings to mind a place of beauty, peace, happiness, perhaps heaven. It can also convey a sense of hope and optimism. On this day, as our children and youth share with you the timeless beauty of the Christmas story, my vision, my Over the Rainbow, is one of hope for these children and youth. A hope for their future, a hope here at our church as they learn their lessons. We have events and experiences. Our acceptance and love will create strong connections with the church. They may not end up being lifelong members here like many of you. They'll be scattered in many different places. But we want them to remember the experiences they had here at First United Church of Christ of Sauk City. Very special church to hold in their heart. And as they continue through life, they'll find another church and they'll remember you, all of you, and all of your love and support. And I want that to carry with them throughout their life. A couple of patient changes and moving some things around. And in just a few minutes, we would like you to join us on our journey over the rainbow.
What a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ella Logterman.
Good morning. Mrs. McFarland said I could write my own introduction, so I thought I'd make it memorable. If you were here last year, you probably remember that I am Ella Lochterman, the official narrator. As a Sunday school alumni, I have the privilege to be part of the Christmas program, where today we'll encounter the powerful promises of God. In Genesis, it tells us that the rainbow of God's promise shines across the world. The dictionary defines a rainbow as an arc or circle of colors formed by the reflection of the sun's rays in rain, spray, or mist. Universally, rainbows are a symbol of hope, love, happiness, and acceptance. For Christians, the rainbow is not only one of God's miraculous creations, but a sign that God keeps his promises. As our story opens, it is mid-November, and preparations for the Christmas program are in the air. Just to remind you, sometimes the brightest of rainbows come after the darkest of storms.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
Oh, who is playing that song? Oh, goodness.
Well, I have to stop procrastinating, and I'm going to have to make these posters. Oh, goodness.
Hello? Is this where we're meeting for practice? Where is everybody? And also, who are you talking to?
Well, I was talking to myself. We are it, you and I. I canceled practice. And where was that music coming from?
I didn't hear anything. You sound like you have a bah humbug attitude going on. Why'd you cancel practice?
I canceled because we only have a handful of students that can participate in the Christmas program this year. You know, everyone is busy. So for right now, I have the program on hold.
What? The congregation is looking forward to it.
Well, I guess the congregation better get out there and find some students to participate.
So what are you doing with the poster boards?
Wanted posters to put out front. Yep. Wanted, as in needing students to be in the church Christmas program.
How many do you need?
How many posters or students?
Students.
Well, like 15 or 16, and you know, it'd be really nice if a few of them would sing. Why don't we just cancel? You know, I'm rather frustrated, and I'm having trouble writing the play. I need some inspiration. Things are rather bleak.
You haven't finished writing?
No, because it helps to know what students are participating so that the part fits the student.
Don't give up hope, Margaret. Why don't you sit down, try to relax.
Relax.
Breathe in. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let your problems go. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
In just a few minutes, Mrs. McFarland was sound asleep. In the meantime, Pastor Jennifer wanted to help solve the problem. She became busy trying to gather the troops. She reached out to the confirmation students, the choir, and former Sunday school students. While asleep, Mrs. McFarland didn't have any visions of sugar plums dancing in her head. In fact, she was dreaming about the journey that the Sunday school has been on and all the Sunday school lessons from the past months. Then, all kinds of faces from church fleeted by. Let's see what happens when some of the troops showed up.
Are we gathering here to practice? Hey, is Ms. McFarland asleep?
Ha! Oh my goodness! What happened?
You dozed off for a bit.
How long did I sleep?
I think it was only 40 days and 40 nights.
It seems like it. I had such a vivid dream. I kept hearing all the stories we have covered in Sunday school. You were there, Pastor Jennifer, and Van, and the choir, and Ella and Madeline. And Pastor Jennifer, you were a news correspondent. And you interviewed many of the biblical people that we've been learning about in Sunday school. They shared the promises God made to them.
Are you sure she didn't hit her head and was knocked out cold?
Man.
No. But Margaret, I think your problems are solved. Your dream could be the story for the play. Write it down quickly before you forget.
Well, if you remember, and it wasn't too long ago, I told you, that wasn't the only issue. I still don't have enough students.
Pastor Jennifer took care of that.
You did? You put my wanted signs out in the front?
Not exactly.
She made some phone calls and found some youth and adults to help you out.
Wow! The new kid on the block is the hero. You know what? I think the dark cloud has lifted. No bah humbug for this Sunday school superintendent.
So, the fun had begun. Mrs. McFarland's dream became the reality. Pastor Jennifer would play the role of a news reporter who uncovers the great forever love that God has for us. This play would connect the colors of the rainbow to the many promises God made to his people. As we return to our story, it is December 15th, and the Christmas program is about to begin. Let's join the news team.
Good morning. I'm Madeline Noltner with the UCC News. Let's begin our way with our news breaking story. It has been discovered that the Christmas story began way before the little town of Bethlehem. God's love for his people started with the beginning of creation. Let's turn to our travel correspondent, Jennifer Sage. Jennifer, what is your present location?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm definitely somewhere.
We're off to an interesting start. What can you tell us about the recent discovery?
Throughout the Bible, there are numerous stories of God's promises to humankind. God had a plan hundreds of years before Mary gave birth to her baby. I have a few dynamic guests lined up to interview, so you are reminded how awesome God is.
Eve. Excuse me. Did the Christmas story really begin in a garden?
Everything began in my garden.
Please tell our viewers how you know this.
Because I'm Eve, you know, the first woman created. I was there. The garden was so perfect. Beautiful trees, peaceful, delicious fruit. Everything was great until the snake in the grass showed up.
Then what happened?
I listened to the snake and ate the forbidden fruit, and then Adam did the same thing.
So you're saying it was all the snake's fault?
Have you ever encountered a talking snake? They are very persuasive.
I cannot say that I have. So, was God angry that you disobeyed?
Yes, but he still loved us. He told me that someday a descendant of mine would win the battle over sin and death, destroying evil.
Meaning Jesus?
Of course. We gave thanks for that wonderful promise.
Wow. What a powerful story. Now I'd like to provide our viewers today with a picturesque rainbow to stand for God's promises. If you could name what in color to represent your promise from God, what color would that be?
Green, of course. Green like the garden, because our promise started with creation.
Thank you, Eve. God loves you, as God loves us today. Excuse me, Noah, can I ask you a few questions?
Just a minute, please. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Two goldfish, two mosquitoes, two lizards, two fleas. Do you know how hard it is to take inventory of all the animals on Earth?
I would have no idea where to begin. You've been through quite an experience. You must have strong faith in God's plan.
My family listened to God's rule and followed his ways. When God said to build an ark, I did. We were the only ones to be spared from the flood. You can't imagine the journey I've been on. It was a wife or death situation.
Did you say wife or death?
Oh, I guess I did. Honestly, think about this. 40 days of rain and 40 nights of rain, and then waiting for the floodwaters to go down, with Mrs. Noah in an ark full of animals, wet paws and wet claws, you can figure out who had which.
But there was a happy ending for your story.
Yes, I must remember God's promises to me, to his people. Oh no, what was that?
Stay calm, my friend. What was God's promise to you?
Sorry, I still get jumpy. Anyways, God promised to protect me and to never flood the entire earth again.
So what color can we use in our rainbow to represent your story?
Blue. Blue for all the floodwaters. And remember, when you see a rainbow, it's God's colorful way of saying, I love and promise to protect you.
Thank you, Noah. It's been a privilege to visit with you.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight.
Hello, sir. Can I have a minute of your time? It's Father Abraham, right?
Of course.
Don't you think the stars are an amazing part of creation?
Amazing doesn't describe them. God told me to count the stars because I would have as many descendants as there are stars. Can you believe it?
You were a faithful follower.
Sarah and I were too old to have children, but God promised we would. Did you know that we waited 25 years for God to fulfill his promise? Sarah was 91 and I was 100 years old when Isaac was born.
Wow, you were faithful and also patient. What did you learn from God's promise?
We learned to believe in God's word. He gave us a son, Isaac. What a miracle! God keeps his promises.
So what color can we put in the rainbow to represent your story?
It would be yellow. Yellow for the stars.
Another wonderful story with another happy ending. Thank you, Father Abraham. Amazing. As many descendants as stars in the sky. Wow, sorry. Holy Moses, excuse me.
Yes, that's me, Moses.
It's good to meet you. What a legend you are.
Well, thank you. God certainly had a plan for my life. Who would believe that a baby hidden in the brushwoods would escape death and lead God's people to the promised land?
So tell our listeners about the amazing way you heard about your mission.
The burning bush? Sure, that was wild. I saw a bush on fire, but it didn't burn up. As I got near it, I heard a voice. The angel of the Lord appeared as a flame in the middle of the bush and told me to lead the people.
Were you frightened?
Oh, yes. But God promised that he would go with me. I would never be alone.
What an incredible encounter. What color should we add to the rainbow to stand for your promise?
I would say orange to represent the fire in the bush.
Perfect. Thank you, Moses.
Save me according to your promise. Have mercy on me as you have promised.
Well, that's Psalm 119, verses 41 and 58.
Yes, you know your Bible verses.
And are you King David, author of those Psalms?
Yes, I am David, once a shepherd boy, now a king.
Mighty strong person. Didn't you win a battle with a giant?
It was just my lucky slingshot.
How did a promise from God affect your life?
When the people forgot to honor God, he chose me to be the king for them. I had no idea what to do. God promised to guide me.
So what color can we add to the rainbow for you?
Purple is the color for a king, not just for me, but for Jesus, the King of Kings.
Thank you, King David, a poet, a singer, a composer, a warrior, and a king.
Fear not.
I'm afraid. I'm amazed. Wow, a real angel?
I was one of God's messengers. I told the young Mary that she would have a baby that would grow up to save the world. God promised Mary that all things are possible with him.
What a great promise for Mary and also for us.
I also shared the exciting news about the birth of Jesus with the shepherds. At first they were frightened, but then they knew they must hurry to find the special boy.
What a miracle that was. What color can we use to represent the promises that God had you share?
No doubt it should be red, like a heart, to stand for love. God kept the promises he made over hundreds of years. On a special night in a stable, Jesus was born.
A night that could be celebrated forever. I wish I could have been there.
Oh, you can. We will share the most holiest of nights with you.
Keep the cameras rolling. This reporter needs to get a front row seat.
Sorry, we couldn't afford a stage crew.
The Christmas story of the Nativity of Jesus is an ageless story which does not diminish in its timeless beauty, no matter how often it may be told. And so today we will portray for you the story of God's greatest gift, the miracle of the Christ child. St. Luke writes that during the time when Herod was king of Judea, the angel Gabriel was sent from a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a woman named Mary. And the angel came to her and said,
"Hail, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed you are among women. Fear not, Mary, for you have favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name."
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there is no room for them in the inn.
Please stand and join in singing "What Child Is This?" It's number 148 in the New Century Hymnal, and we are singing verses 1 and 3.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Look at the sky. It seems that all the stars in the heavens are shining as never before. I can't stop looking at the star. Look, that is one bright star. It is absolutely amazing.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were not afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
The angel told the shepherds that they would find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And there was with the angel a multitude of angels saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, good will to all.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven,
Thank you.
have been chosen to see the special baby. Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made now.
St. Matthew writes that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king, behold, there was a wise man from the east. Herod demanded of them to know where the Christ child was born. The wise men asked, "Where is he that is born, king? We have seen the star and have come to worship him." Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they came to him, they knelt down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented Mary and Joseph gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Love itself was born in Bethlehem in the stable that night, when God gave to the world his only son.
Viewers, today I've experienced an astonishing journey. We have learned that God always keeps God's promises. We know this because of God's great Christmas gift to us, Jesus. Every good promise that God gave us has been fulfilled. Now back to the newsroom. Madeline, Jennifer Seach reporting from somewhere over the rainbow.
Thanks for tuning in with us today. We will conclude with "He Came Down" and "Joy to the World." Remember, you heard it here first, UCC News.
Thank you.
And now, wherever you are on life's journey, God's rainbow goes with you. Please remember from our story today that God's promises are always fulfilled. May your hearts be prepared for Christmas with joy, peace, promise, and hope. Not only does Jesus bring hope, but hope is born through you. Well, another Christmas program comes to a close. Pastor Jennifer was so happy that she could help solve the problem. The performers were proud of the end result. I continued to be the number one narrator, and Mrs. McFarland, she realized it's quality, not quantity, and it is the most wonderful time of the year. And we will end today with, Jesus needs his bottle. That's a way better gift than gold, frankincense, and myrrh for a little one. We will end with sharing prayers with God, who knows and who loves us in our joys, in our sadnesses, in all things. Are there any prayers to share today? I don't think so.
Please keep the Verda McFarland family and the Lyle Kunau family in our prayers.
Prayers for Henry Homar in hopes that he feels better soon. We're sorry he missed the program.
Prayers for the family of Julian Rule, who passed away on Tuesday. He was a student who rode my bus and my husband's bus many years ago, and we are very sad to hear of his passing.
Continued prayers for Charlotte Stiber as she recovers from a recent illness, making good progress. And also prayers for Gary Schlender, had a surgery this week that was successful, so he continues to be on the path to good health.
And also there's a card for Dorothy Kunau in the back if everybody would like to sign it.
There are no more prayers to share aloud. Let's take a few moments of prayer for those that we hold in our hearts. Holy God, we pray for Verda's family, the family of Lyle Kunau, and Frank Kirchstein, and Julian Rule. We pray for healing and wellness for Henry Homar, for Charles, for Gary. We remember all those for whom this time of year is difficult.
And holy God, we give thanks for so many blessings, for so much good, for kiddos in our church, for music. That's right. For a wonderful community. Holy God, bless us. Bless all those in need. Amen. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. There is one here that is the translation from Holy Wisdom Monastery in Madison, but you can use whichever words feel right for you. Holy One, our only home, blessed are you. Your will be done. Yes, this is. We forgive each other. Do not forsake us at the test, but deliver us from evil. For the glory, the power, and the mercy are yours, now and forever. Amen. Holy God, in this beautiful season of Advent, a season of waiting, a season of coming, a season of knowing that there are beautiful things and miracles and so much love in this world, and that sometimes we are waiting to experience them. Sometimes we are in darkness, knowing that the light will be coming. Holy God, bless this congregation, each and every one of these beloved children, as we go about our week. May we reflect coming joy. May we reflect love of Advent. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. Hello. Say hello to each other in the Lord. Welcome each other. We begin our third Sunday of Advent, and we start to light the candles.